Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to a very merry iconic podcast. I'm Danny Pellegrino.
I'm Jenna Brister.
Jenna, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Now, this is unofficially our last episode of the season.
Yes.
We said we were going to do six-ish. Mm-hmm. We're coming up on the holiday of Christmas and we're both traveling over the holidays. So this might be our last one. Maybe we'll do a bonus.
Yeah, we might try to sneak one in.
We'll try to sneak one in. But in the meantime, I hope if you haven't listened to all of them, go back and listen to them. And I've had so much fun doing this.
Same here.
And just kind of diving into so many different random movies. We started it thinking we were just going to cover the ones that are on TV.
Yeah.
But then now we've been going back and doing some of the more ridiculous ones. And it's been fun.
It has been. And watching the ones from our childhood that we didn't realize had all these other themes going on, you know, which is what's so funny about today is Jingle All the Way. I remember seeing that in theaters.
You saw it in theaters?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
And in 96, so I must have been a sixth grader, and all of it was over my head.
Sure.
So rewatching it, it's very fascinating.
You know, I remember taping it off. We had one of those cable boxes that I don't even think were, it wasn't legal. I don't think we paid for it. It was like, do you remember those?
Yeah. And then it had the little, you put the VHS in and you can record.
You can record. So
yeah,
I remember we had that and it would give us all the movie channels.
Yeah. Like a Starz weekend.
It gave us like every movie channel. And I remember recording Jingle All the Way and I had like Jingle All the, I recorded all the movies, Jingle All the Way, First Wives Club, like my old, and my mom still has. And I go home sometimes and I look at the movies I recorded when I was 11 and they're the gayest movies ever or the most random. Random bizarre things.
Yes.
But I definitely like recorded Jingle All the Way on a VHS, Maxwell VHS tape.
That
kids don't know the struggle we had.
They do not. And you could fit three usually on some of those tapes because they were 6 hours long. Mm-hmm. So if you're lucky, you're like Cutting Edge, Hook, Pretty Woman, you know, like those.
But you had to catch it. You had to catch it at like the exact moment. Otherwise, like I have certain movies that it's like the first 10 minutes, I don't know what happens.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't record those.
And there's a big Starz logo in the lower quarter of it.
Or there's plenty of tapes where it's like my brother taped over it with the Karate Kid or something. And it's like, in the middle of Beaches, all of a sudden it'll be like Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, it's a wax on.
Like, what's going on?
Oh.
But we've said we were covering some of the more ridiculous movies.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have been suggesting other movies that are holiday themed.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I stuttering? One movie that's come up a bunch is The Family Stone.
Yeah.
Which I just genuinely think is a good movie. So the people that have been recommending that, I've been saying, you know, I just think that's good. Like, I don't know that that's really that fun to recap because I just like
them. They're good, dark themes. Very real. Yeah.
There is some bizarre moments in Family Stone, though, which I really love. And I love the drama of it. I love Rachel McAdams. Diane Keaton gives like a dramatic performance, which she tried to recreate. If you like The Family Stone, I recommend checking out. It was called Love the Coopers. It came out like 2 years ago. It's Diane Keaton, John Goodman, Olivia Wilde, Timothy Chalamet. Chalamet. He's in it. And I think I like it a lot. I saw it in theaters with my mom and I think it's great, but it's Family Stone-esque. Not as good.
Okay.
But the cinematography in it is beautiful.
Oh, like, I need
it's
to beautiful. Track that down. Okay.
And also some weirdness. Like Olivia Wilde is attracted to, who's the old man from Little Miss Sunshine? Alan Arkin. Yes. So
they
have a romance, which is bizarre.
Wow. Okay.
Marissa Tomei and Diane Keaton play sisters, which they're very different ages.
Yeah.
And
I need to see this.
Now I'm getting so off track with Love the Coopers. But also, by the way, they renamed it to Christmas with the Coopers. So now if you look for it like on TV or something, I think they have it labeled as Christmas with the Coopers.
They released it under a different title.
Yeah. They were like, that title didn't work so well. So, but there's flashbacks to Diane Keaton and Marissa Tomei as sisters as kids. Right.
Oh.
So there's flashback scenes and they're like a year apart in the flashbacks. But then in present day, it's like Diane Keaton's so much older than Marissa Tomei.
Yeah.
Anyway, check it out.
Benjamin Button. Yeah.
Maybe we should have.
Check it out.
Maybe next year we'll do that movie.
Yes, yes.
And then also people have been suggesting Home Alone movies, mm-hmm. which I also just genuinely love.
A classic.
I don't know that those would be funny to recap.
No, because we've all seen them so many times also. And it is amazing.
Yeah, they're really good. You know, there's a Netflix documentary series that just came out. Did you see that?
I did. On Home Alone.
Yeah.
It was fascinating.
Great. It's great.
Yeah. Is it called like We're in the Movies or something about the movie? Something like that.
We don't do our research here on
We don't. Yeah. Check the show notes. Yeah. But yeah, they were going through how I think it was Joe Pesci who like made them hire Marv. Howard whatever.
Daniel Stern.
Yeah, Daniel Stern. Howard's brother. No, he's not. It was so interesting. All those things that, you know, it almost didn't get made 100 different times. And it's a classic.
It's so, so good.
It's iconic.
I just watched both of them. And I posted on my social media, but it made me laugh when I watched part two. And Kevin gives the homeless woman a turtle dove ornament at the very end. Mm-hmm. And she's homeless. She doesn't even have anywhere to hang it except for a tree in Central Park.
Yeah.
And also, like, how fucking rude that he just gives her that instead of inviting her into their hotel suite that the whole family's staying in.
Yeah.
And
space.
Furthermore, at the very end of that movie, the dad like yells about Kevin's that it's not even $1,000. It's like 900 some dollars of room service. And the dad like screams at Kevin about it. It's like, you just left him in New York. Mm-hmm. If he wanted to spend $900 to live for those few days, like, let him live.
Foot the bill, Dad.
Foot the bill. You're rich. You're rich enough to, like, literally haul the whole family ass to Paris. Mm-hmm. You can afford the $1,000.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Ugh.
People came at me because they said, who knows that woman, the pigeon lady, is homeless?
Oh.
But the official synopsis released by Fox at the time says she's homeless.
Yeah.
So I just want to point that out.
Okay, that's good. I used to live in Central Park. I was right close to that archway. Yeah, and I remember running under there and like glancing around, you know, and you're like, who lives under here?
Like, where's Brenda Frick?
But yeah, I think that was also a way that you could really indicate that someone was unhoused, was if they were just always lurking around the park. Yeah, right?
I like when he comes in contact with those hookers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when he's walking through Central Park.
Yeah.
Like, hey, little boy.
Yeah, and they're not wearing very much for it being the winter. Yeah. But
must have been cold.
Yeah.
Before we get into breaking down this iconic holiday movie, I have to talk about something, and that something is Mint Mobile. Now, if you're using one of the big wireless providers in 2019, have you asked yourself what you're paying for? Between expensive retail stores, inflated prices, and hidden fees, you're being taken advantage of because they know you'll pay. Enter Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile provides the same premium network coverage you're used to, but at a fraction of the cost because everything is online. Mint Mobile saves on retail locations and overhead, then passes those savings directly to you. I've been using Mint Mobile this holiday season, and the coverage is fantastic. I'm constantly getting service, which is a great thing because that hasn't always been the case here in LA. So I truly, truly love it. Now, Mint Mobile makes it easy to cut your wireless bill down to just $15 a month. Every plan comes with unlimited nationwide talk and text. With Mint Mobile, stop paying for unlimited data you'll never use. Choose between plans with 3, 8, or 12 gigabytes of 4G LTE data. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number along with all your existing contacts. That's right. Ditch your old wireless bill and start saving with Mint Mobile. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/maryiconic. That's mintmobile.com/maryiconic. MERRYICONIC. maryiconic. Cut your wireless bill down to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/maryiconic. So we got to talk about Jingle All the Way, Jenna.
Yes.
What did you think of this movie?
I thought it was, I mean, it does not hold up, which is, you know, I think to be expected. But again, talking back about Jamie Lee Curtis, same year as Christmas in the Cranks. And so Arnold was also coming off of the True Lies.
Well, this was 96.
This was 96.
This was 96, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So he had already done True Lies.
Cranks was 04.
Okay, so 04. Oh, yeah. Okay, I have my dates wrong. I did not do my research.
We don't do your research. Check the show notes.
But I like the cold open. It's just the main villain in this movie is workaholism, is the fact that he has a job. And that he's busy. Like,
he's
that's
so,
the villain.
We're supposed to believe he's so busy at his mattress factory. Mm-hmm. But I have a lot of problems with this. First of all, Arnold's stature. Mm-hmm. Because someone who's a workaholic like that does not have those kind of muscles.
No.
It's just not something that I will believe. I couldn't suspend my disbelief because as an adult, I'm thinking, in order to have that body, which is, they try to cover it up with his jackets, his turtleneck sweaters. But you could still see that it's Arnold fucking Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. And there's no way that someone who's obsessed with their mattress company is able to get to the gym that much.
Exactly. And at one point, he's wearing a purple Olympics 1996 Atlanta t-shirt. I don't know if you noticed that. Yeah. I was like, who's dressing this man? You know, they're like, hey, just promote the Olympics. Have Arnold wear a purple shirt.
Yeah, who's the customer?
Yeah.
Also, Rita Wilson, who plays his wife, she has like a very Rachel haircut, which was so 96 to me. It was like, she definitely was modeling that after Jennifer Aniston.
100%.
Yeah. She's beautiful. I like Rita Wilson, and she's very quirky now. If you follow her on social media present day, she's very bizarre in the best way.
And she's funny and cool.
And I think like a singer.
Yeah, she's a singer. Yeah. And then Phil Hartman is amazing. He's like the king of the MILFs, lives next door, and all the moms are widows. And this every other woman doesn't have a husband.
Right.
And they're all hitting on Phil Hartman all the time.
They are all so wet for Phil Hartman. Yeah. It's like they're so aggressively flirting with him.
Yeah.
And like, I love Phil. I think he was brilliant. He was a genius. But also, I don't think he was like so, like, I wouldn't look at him and be like, oh my God. Like,
he wasn't hot.
Yeah, they just are, they're trying to make us believe because he's like a good single dad. Like, they've never seen a good man before.
Yeah. And there's so much euphemism for his handyman work. They're like, oh, can you come over and like repaint my deck? Like, string my lights, Phil.
Clean out my pipes.
And of course, that was over my head as a child. Yeah. But now watching it as an adult, I'm like, oh, this is just all euphemisms for sex. Whoever wrote this.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I wish we learned a little bit more about like what happened with Phil Hartman's family situation. Mm-hmm. Like, what happened with was he widowed? He was widowed, right?
He must have been widowed.
Yeah. He must have been.
And he has a really sweet child, you know?
Sure. And his child is friends with Arnold's child. Yeah. They do karate together.
Yeah.
And we open the movie and we see their karate class, which Arnold's character can't make because he gets pulled over by this policeman mm-hmm. who keeps showing up throughout the movie. This mm-hmm. policeman is just showing up to ruin Arnold's day. Mm-hmm. And he makes it so that Arnold can't get to the karate class.
The big karate showcase, which is so weird that it's right before Christmas anyways. And I really connected with this scene because I did take karate as a first grader. I had a not similar situation, but I was in the same circumstances as the child trying to get my blue belt. Like, right. I had, I think, a white belt with stripes, and I peed my gi. I was in first grade and I peed myself. I was so nervous.
Wait, what's a gi?
Oh, that's the white karate outfit.
Okay.
And I was in the dojo and I peed myself. And that's how nervous I was. Yeah.
How old were you?
I was in first grade.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's
and so
kind of
I,
old to wet yourself, isn't
I
it?
I know. I was so nervous. And so I related to this kid, wait, like really wanting his up. Dad there.
Wait, slow down. So you peed yourself because you were nervous or because your parents weren't there?
Oh, my parents were there, but I was just so nervous. And then my mom, I remember we locked eyes as I was doing the thing, and I got...
Did everyone see? Like, because it's white.
It's white. And it like ran down on the dojo floor, and my mom never made me go back. I was so embarrassed. I was like, I want to be done with karate. And I think she wanted to be done with karate too. And so she never made me go back.
Of course.
So I was watching
devastating.
This, I felt his nerves.
That's devastating,
isn't it,
Jenna?
Wild. I know
what did
it was.
Everyone do? Like, did people laugh at you or did people...
No, it was kind of... Luckily, I don't think anyone really... noticed. It was in my friend's dad's garage, Master Tony.
That was the dojo?
My friend's dad was a sensei, and the dojo was in their garage, so I don't think anyone even noticed. But
by the way, I'm just
really
getting a flashback of when, do you remember when we were on an improv team together and we would do practice in a garage somewhere?
Yes, I do remember.
We were in a garage.
Like, oh yeah, in North Hollywood.
Yeah, it was like, let's go rehearse in this garage.
And they would raise the garage door, and then we'd have to yes
and
each
just
other.
Do scenes.
That was so, what a weird time of life, right?
Oh, man.
I'm glad we're out of it. We survived.
Okay, so wait, that is bringing me a flashback.
Okay.
To when I was in first grade. Now, I didn't do karate, but I was the angel in the Christmas play.
Oh.
And I was supposed to open the play. So I don't remember what I was supposed to say, but I was supposed to open the play. And my mom was the only one that could make it there that day because it was the middle of the day. And I remember my mom had like left her work or got someone to cover her shift or something. So she could make it. And she was coming straight from work and she gotten like somebody had bumped into her fender or like a little accident. And she was fine, but she had to like wait for the cops to come and stuff because this woman like wanted to report it and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I was devastated because no one was there. And so I started crying and I wouldn't start the play until my mom got there. And she like came rushing in. And Linda Pellegrino was the greatest mother of all time. Like she just... of course wanted to be there, and she was so upset because she was running late, and usually my grandparents would like make those events or something, but for some reason I don't know, my mom was the only one who was able to come,
it was a matinee.
And I was devastated and was like, I still think of it, and on my parents' Christmas, not on my Christmas tree, But there's a picture from that day of me dressed in my angel costume, and you could see I was like crying all day.
Yeah.
And they still made us take that picture and make an ornament out of it. And so I just look devastated, and I'm dressed as an angel, and I have a, like a baby face.
Red-faced, yeah.
But wow, that's, wow, Danny, wow, that stuck with me.
That is traumatizing, though.
It was traumatizing.
But you're right, it does.
You remember those things.
You do. Yeah. And especially, and that she wanted to be there. But
she did.
Life
I remember
circumstances
she, like,
happened.
Came, like, rushing in, and you could tell she was hurt, because my mom would always... She was the best. She is the best.
Yeah. And that's before cell phones. So she can't like text someone and be like, tell Danny I got in a little fender bender.
And I remember she still tells to this day the story. She was so pissed at this woman because she said the woman hit her car and then there wasn't even any damage. But the woman was like insisting that they call the police and file the report and everything. Oh. And like, what an asshole.
Yeah. She said, my kid is an angel in the play. That's from a movie.
Right. Anyways, we got to talk about this Turbo Man doll. So then.
Yes.
Arnold Schwarzenegger wants to make it up to the kid because he didn't make it to the karate thing. And the kid says he really wants a Turbo Man doll. And Arnold Schwarzenegger says, I'm going to get that for you.
Yeah. Or he tells Rita that he already has it.
What an asshole.
Yeah. In bed. I remember they're lying in bed and he lies to his wife. Remember
he's not
like,
a good human.
No, he's not. He's not. His kid only likes him when he promises him material possessions.
Exactly.
Right? Then the kid's like, yeah.
And he like physically assaults people. He physically assaulted like the worker at the toy store. He gets in that. It's like not a good human being that Arnold Schwarzenegger plays.
No.
Like there's a lot of nasty things that he does. And again, like you said, lying to the wife, like the wife needs to leave his ass.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I would have left his ass.
And Phil Hartman is moving in. The entire movie, he's moving in on the family very overtly, which I love.
I remember as a kid, you know, there's that scene where he like kind of touches her with the cookies.
Yes.
And I even remember as a kid thinking like, this is too far.
This is
a
naughty.
Step too far.
Yeah. He unties her apron and then puts it on himself. I was like, oh,
that's the moment that made
me
uncomfortable.
Around and it's like very sexual.
You don't do a reach around like that
no.
with someone else's wife.
Yeah. No, at all.
Close your legs to married men and women.
Yeah. And then so he goes to the store and that's where he meets Sinbad, who's an unlikely, like, it's not even a buddy comedy because they're at each other's, at odds. And then he does a tight 10-minute set about being a postal worker and how disgruntled he is. Like, I rewound it and watched it again. I was like, he literally just did 10-minute comedy set, which is probably in his contract.
It was just, he's like, I want to just do my own comedy here. Like, let me roll.
Yes, exactly.
Only Sinbad in the 90s could do. Like, they would never allow him to roll up on set these days.
Totally.
Like, I'm just going to monologue for a bit.
Yeah. And he makes jokes about sending bombs in the mail, which was a real thing, as we're talking about.
Yeah, tell everyone what you told me before we recorded.
I looked up, because remember Ted Kaczynski in 96 was actually mailing bombs in the mail. So this was like, read the room, Hollywood. And that was his big running gag was like,
maybe
I pretend all
the
these packages are bombs. I'm like, you could never do that now. This was also pre-9/11 cinema. So like, you could never, it's like not a funny joke.
Also in that one... The scene with the bomb that makes me laugh so hard. And there's an Honest trailer. Do you ever see the YouTube channel, Screen Junkies? They did a Jingle All the Way Honest trailer and it made me laugh so hard because they put in that scene where the bomb goes off in the office. And we only kind of hear the noise. We see Sinbad and Arnold Schwarzenegger outside of the office. And behind them, we hear the noise and we see it. And the Honest trailer people put like... blood going against the windows because that's what would have happened when the bomb went off.
Yes.
So they put in like the blood and stuff to show like what actually would have happened if the bomb went off in someone's office.
Yeah.
And it is just so funny that this is in a kids movie. And of course, they just play it for laughs, but it's like they just gave this radio station a bomb.
Yeah. And then
just so fucked up.
Yeah. And then they pan back to it. And then the cop is in there and he just has like soot on his face and his hair is blown up and he's still holding it. I was like, you wouldn't have arms. None of you would have heads. Like, this is stuff.
You know,
like,
one of my favorite things in movies is when they do that with the hair and the, and the soot and stuff. And did you ever see Home Alone 3?
No.
Okay, so Home Alone 3 is like, I kind of enjoy it. And I remember as a kid, it was like my stay at home. When I was home from school sick, that was what I would watch. I also had it recorded off the TV. But in that movie, one of the robbers is like holding on to an electrocuted fence. And so they're electrocuting and there's a quick shot of the robber as a skeleton with the hair up.
No.
Do you remember they used to do that in
movies?
In movies, they would do that. And so like the actor, they would remove the actor and they put in just a skeleton that you'd buy from Walmart or whatever. And have his hair up. And so that was what that was going on with the actor. And it always makes me laugh, like belly laugh. Like, I love when they do that.
I'm going to watch that. This I haven't
it's
seen
like,
it.
It's not bad.
Is it Christmas time again?
In it's the third right one? After Christmas. Oh. So I think that's where they go wrong, actually, in Home Alone 3.
Okay.
It's not set at Christmas, but it is snowy. Scarlett Johansson is in it as a child.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And it's not related to the McAllisters.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Worth a watch. That sounds good.
I enjoy it. Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's not bad. And speaking of tropes like that, I want to briefly say that I also love in movies in the 90s when they would have someone fall behind the main characters. So like someone, it happened on like Married with Children on the Christmas episode where like Santa would fall off the roof and the production team would have not the human fall off, but they'd have like a dummy fall. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they would just find some random dummy. And so you'd see a dummy flying through the air.
Yeah.
And they used to do this in all sorts of 90s things. And that makes me belly laugh when then they were to replace it with the actor.
Yes.
So then the actor would get up. But when you saw the thing falling, it would just be some
it's
dummy.
A limp thing. That happens in
I
this.
Love that.
I wrote that down because when, I think it was when they're in that warehouse during the fight. There's one moment when like Jim Belushi punches someone and then it's clearly a dummy just doing a full roll.
Oh, I love it. Like it makes it belly laugh.
Yeah.
Also in that fight scene, which we were going to get to, but let's get to it now. Yeah, so there's this scene where Arnold Schwarzenegger character is trying to find this Turbo Man doll. And throughout a series of events, he winds up at this warehouse that has these off-brand versions of the Turbo Man.
Yeah.
And they're not even the real versions, but it's filled with all these like Santas.
Dirty. They're all dirty, dirty Santas. Santas.
One of them played by Jim Belushi. One of them played by a wrestler. I forget his name. Mm-hmm. But then a whole fight breaks out.
Yeah. And then a little person gets punched in the face by a giant.
Would never happen today.
Ever. Ever. Flies across. And then...
Wait, let's back up for a second. You just said a little person gets punched by a giant.
Yeah, we get punched by a giant. Remember that, like, that giant man? That's what was so weird in this warehouse. It's like, and all they had was giant, like, stuff you would win at Coney Island. It was like enormous stuffed animals. And then Spanish-speaking... Turbo Man.
And I'm sorry, these like gruff men who run this underground business of these bootleg Turbo Man dolls. There's no way they'd be like still in costume in the warehouse. Like
no.
They would rip off their beards. They would rip off the hats. But it was like they were all, every extra was dressed to the nines.
Yes.
Like they were at work.
As a dirty mall Santa. Yeah.
And he punched the little person. Mm-hmm. And the little person, they put like a sound effect in and that little person just flies. They're like, woo! It like turns into a cartoon. Mm-hmm.
They would have died. He went like 20 yards.
The little person would have died.
Into a crate.
And also so offensive to little people. Mm-hmm. Like it's just not okay.
Yeah. And this was also weird because he met Jim Belushi at the mall. Also,
Jim
what
Belushi,
I love about
of course, a poor man's John Belushi, of
course.
I know, it's like
I know.
Looking at him, I'm like, ugh. Yeah. My parents used to love that, According to Jim show.
Oh, gosh.
It was always on. Mm-hmm. And I hated it.
You're like, no, please.
Ugh. That schlubby man with the hot wife.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, enough.
Oh, that's never been done before. Finally,
oh
something new.
Courtney Thorne Smith played his wife, and she just always would be like, Jim.
Oh, gosh.
Fuck you, Jim.
Yeah.
Like, let
yeah.
her go have some fun.
Yeah. Oh, in this where, oh, so we meet him at the mall and he's a mall Santa, but none of the kids are lined up to see Santa. They're all in that play structure where Arnold chases a child through the tubes, which he would never fit in the tubes of a child's
never
play structure.
Another inappropriate scene.
Yes.
He chases a little girl through the ball pit and then puts his hands on her mouth because he's trying to get one of these little balls. That's like a lottery raffle ball. We're jumping around, but that's so does this movie.
Yeah.
Deal with
and
that.
What about this too is that all day long, he's just on a montage to find this doll and his family's just at home, like doing God knows what. I mean, Phil Hartman's moving in on the family.
Yeah, they're
you
making
know?
Cookies. They're just, the kids are playing.
Yeah.
But Arnold's trying to get this doll.
Yeah.
And he chases after this little girl in the ball pit and then literally puts his hands on her face. And that was shocking to watch in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a thing that would never happen if this movie was made today.
No.
We wouldn't have an old, straight, white man putting his hands on a little girl.
In a ball pit. And then all the moms, of course, beat him with their purses.
And then he just walks away and that's it.
As you do. And then back at the warehouse, so a whole brawl breaks out. And then he impersonates an officer.
Back at the warehouse.
Like just going along with, like, Arnold's not a good person. He finds a fake detective badge and is like, book him, you know? Like,
book him, Dana.
What? It's like, yeah. How does it happen?
I mean, there's so many lapses in what's going on here. And it's truly just hysterical. And all for this doll. And the kid's a little fucking brat, too, yeah. Let me just say. Like, he didn't even deserve that doll.
No.
I don't even think Arnold should have even gotten that doll for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, he's being an asshole. I know his dad didn't show up to his karate thing. Like, cry me a fucking river.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
I didn't have my dad at my Christmas pageant. I was just hoping to see my mom there. One parent. Not every parent can make it to every goddamn event.
Exactly. I had a therapist tell me that once in New York. She was like, sometimes all it takes is one really good parent. And I'm like, you're right.
Yeah.
You know? We're lucky if one person can be
there.
You're
lucky if someone shows up once in a while. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I know, it's too coddled. That kid was too coddled.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
so
like
true.
It.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, he ends up back at the diner with Sinbad for right. no reason, again. And that's what I love about this. It's like, there's just no way they would all be running into each other. But then I think it's when they're talking about how the only way to make your kid like you is to get the most popular toy of the season. And this was back like during
that.
Tickle Me Elmo time. And it's like, he just now realizes that quality time is important. I'm like, this, I don't know.
Did you have a toy when you were younger? I remember the Furby era, the mm-hmm. Tickle Me Elmo era. Was there a toy that you like wanted so bad for a holiday season that you remember?
Oh, yes. Moon shoes.
Oh my God.
Remember
I remember moon shoes.
I got those for Christmas. I wanted them so bad.
Sure. Who didn't?
Yeah.
Those were amazing.
Yeah. They were so cool. I like would get injured because I would do them in my front yard and then I would just trip and fall, but they were so cool.
A lot of the toys that we had as kids, I feel like they weren't really safe. Mm-hmm. Remember that Skip It? Like I used to injure myself every time on that Skip It. I didn't even have one, but I would use my friends.
Yeah.
And that fucking Skip It.
Yeah.
Skip It. Skip. Yeah. I remember
that. Hit you in the shins. Yeah. And remember pogo sticks. Who does that?
Pogo sticks were dangerous too.
Yeah, they're so dangerous.
I remember really wanting the 101 Dalmatian stuffed animals as a doll, which is another clear sign that I was a big gay.
Yeah. Cruella.
I was like 5 years old and I was like, I want all the 101 Dalmatian stuffed dolls and everything. And yeah, I was obsessed with 101 Dalmatians for like one Christmas.
Yeah. And that's coming out soon, isn't it?
They're doing a new Emma Stone one.
Yeah, that's right.
Where she plays Cruella.
She just got engaged. Do you see that?
I saw that. Yeah. There was a good E headline that was like, Emma's got a new stone. And I thought that was like a good.
Nice.
It was a good social media post.
Yeah.
Anyway, Arnold is convinced throughout this movie that his son is going to end up like Sinbad.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't get him this Turbo Man doll, which is
a
crazy,
like, yes,
crazy lapse of judgment for someone who's a smart business owner.
Mm-hmm.
He's just picturing his son as Sinbad. And we see this little scene where the son is drinking in that diner and he's supposed to be Sinbad. And it's truly shocking.
Yeah, it really is. And I like Sinbad also. Apparently he is a child that wants the same doll. But again, he's delivering mail on Christmas Eve, hanging out with Arnold. Like, none of you were in the right place at the right time. Like, go to your family or go get a doll, but like, why are you at this diner?
Also, like, couldn't Sinbad have just had one of those dolls? Like, I feel like somebody must have shipped one.
Yeah.
In his truck. He probably, if he had a bomb.
Yeah.
He must have had
a Turbo Man.
A Turbo Man doll.
Yeah. Also, there's a really creepy storyline back in the neighborhood with Bill got that reindeer. He got a Blitzen reindeer. And then
Arnold also punches the reindeer
and then feels bad and he pours hard alcohol in his water dish. I was like, what is happening? There was
was PETA pissed? Like,
yes,
what?
they must have been. I'm like, you can't hit animals but then get them drunk.
I liked in the 90s when they would do the animatronic animals because they were never realistic enough. And it happened in the Santa Claus movies where you just did a perfect
do it again. Yeah, they're so robotic.
So fucking robotic.
Yeah.
And they would show us like large, I feel like nowadays they would cut away and we'd just see like but in the 90s or the early 2000s, we would see like long shots of the reindeer just moving like robotic.
And they spent half the budget on that because it was so new.
They call up Jim Henson, we need a puppet.
Yeah, exactly. We need a reindeer.
But Arnold Schwarzenegger just punches the fucking reindeer in the face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was disturbing. I was like, this is not okay. And then Phil Hartman has fully moved in on the family.
Sure.
And they're supposed to go to that huge parade. That's also, this is what's so funny about this world. It's like, there's just a parade.
There happens to be this parade that everyone in the whole city goes to.
And did you see the characters? They're like Hollywood Boulevard quality costumes in this parade.
They didn't
parade.
Have a budget for a full parade.
No, they didn't.
You know, I think
Gumby
they should have,
like,
and maybe they tried and couldn't, but they really should have filmed at the Thanksgiving parade and just used that footage and said it was a Christmas parade or the Hollywood Christmas parade.
Mm-hmm.
But they obviously they didn't have the budget to recreate the parade.
And they did an all call. They like put up flyers in coffee shops and were like, if you have a costume, come to this screening for the Sinbad vehicle we're doing. And also, he still hasn't seen his son all day. And so he goes into a warehouse and is forced to be Turbo Man.
Like, P.S., maybe it's more important to hang out with your family than to find this fucking doll for the brat kid.
Yeah.
The brat kid who was played by Jake Lloyd, who was Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah.
And I think people hated him as Anakin Skywalker.
They didn't.
I'm not sure. Yeah. Did they hate him?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They hated that one.
Yeah.
That was the one with Jar Jar Binks.
Because the Hayden Christensen one, right? Wasn't he?
He was. Hayden later. Christensen played him later.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was a hot one.
He's hot. Hayden Christensen, I find, like, so attractive.
Oh, yeah. I see him around Santa Monica sometimes.
Oh, my God. How did he look?
Fine. He's cute. Yeah. He's like a dad now. Him and Rachel Bilson have a kid.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. There are always rumors that he was gay, and, you know, there's always rumors about everyone, but I believe them as a child.
Oh, yeah,
as
totally.
A younger person. I was like, yeah, he's
it's
gay.
Hope. Yes,
we're
exactly.
We're going to date.
Yeah.
The Star Wars movies, I have, like, a loose knowledge of, because Matt's like obsessed with Star Wars, but I don't know them that well.
I've seen them all, I think, at least once.
he makes me go to the new ones, and I usually take a nap in the movie.
Yeah,
but I like pay attention during the Carrie Fisher scenes.
The Rogue One was cool. I like that one too.
Was that the spinoff one?
Yeah,
yeah.
I think and R2-D2. All the little robots are so cute. I like them. Yeah.
We sound so stupid talking about this. Those robots are cute.
All those little robots are cute. So this is now a Star Wars podcast?
Someone who's like
podcast?
A huge Star Wars podcast.
What if we do a Star Wars? Everything.
Just, yeah, without rewatching them.
Iconic Star Wars. Yes.
Us trying to recreate the Star Wars plotlines.
We get 2 minutes to read the Wikipedia entry, and then we get to talk about it for
an
hour.
That's why I did Jenna with this Jingle All the Way movie, because I did watch it, but it's been a really hectic week.
Yeah.
And so I got family coming.
Books released. Plug that, obviously.
Everyone buy Fancy AF Cocktails on Amazon, Target. It's all over. But it's been a crazy week. So normally I would take detailed notes, but this movie, Jingle All the Way, when I watched it, and then I just printed out the synopsis, which I didn't think I needed notes because, again, I've seen this movie 1,000 times and I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about this parade.
Oh,
so
yes.
Arnold puts on the Turbo Man suit because, of course, he fills it up because his body is amazing because he obviously isn't a workaholic because he goes to the gym.
Yeah. And, like, the weird scientist guy is monologuing. He's like, oh, yeah, the other Turbo Man's in the hospital, but guess what? He still has brain waves. And Arnold's like, oh, you know, he's just this doofus. And so he goes.
I bet they tried to get Tim Allen. Who do you think, besides Arnold Schwarzenegger, that they went after?
I bet they tried to get Clooney. Because remember, they wanted Clooney for Jack Frost, and they got Michael Keaton.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was supposed to be Clooney.
Wait, so Clooney and Keaton were always after the same roles after Batman.
Back and forth. I know, isn't that wild? We should look that up. We'll be in the show notes.
It'll be the show notes. It won't be, but yeah.
Still at this point, the Turbo Man suit is on, and he has not had a change of heart or seen his son.
Wait, we mentioned real quickly, I want to go back. We mentioned that he punched the reindeer, but I just want to highlight the fact that he broke into the neighbor's house.
Yes,
so,
in
just
broad daylight.
Highlight.
Yeah. And he's just a bad... He's bad.
Like, you shouldn't just break into people's houses.
And he goes to steal the... Phil Hartman's son's Turbo Man. And right.
So now he's in the suit. He fills out the suit. He's at the parade. And he puts on a show for everyone. He hasn't learned his lesson. Yeah.
I like too that this whole parade where he's like, oh, hello, kids. Like, he's very like Arnold, like, oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. And everyone is talking, and this is my favorite. Well, there's
a
giant fight scene. Also, the fight scene is really intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sinbad is the villain now.
Yeah.
At this point, he's dressed up as Dementor,
and
the villain.
He does that, you know, like that, like, F you, like that, when you do, like, the arm gesture, like they did in Friends. He does that to the crowd.
I would like an R-rated version of this movie because I feel like they really had to hold back.
Like a Kill Bill.
A Kill Bill. Where we see the blood and guts.
Yes.
You guys got to watch go on YouTube and look up Jingle All the Way Honest Trailer.
Those are so funny.
It's so funny. It's like 5 minutes and it's really funny.
Yeah, and worth it.
Yeah, I encourage everyone to check it out.
And the karate comes back into play because the kid knows karate and is now involved in this mass brawl at the Hollywood parade.
Oh, this parade.
Yeah.
This parade. Eventually, the movie ends. And the kid likes the dad because he says, I have my own Turbo Man. My dad's Turbo Man.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's not, though.
And it's so funny. I love watching Rita Wilson really give an A performance where they all had to pretend like they couldn't tell it was Arnold, even though he had a see-through visor.
Right.
And then not until he removed a transparent visor that they were like, oh, wait, it's you, Dad.
Dad, I can't recognize
you. Come on. Like, no way.
There's a holiday movie called Cinderella Story, A Christmas Wish or something. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's, and I don't, I guess it's related to Hilary Duff's Cinderella story. I think it's like, there's no characters, but it's sort of like a Cinderella Christmas. Anyway, it's starring this guy, Greg Sulkin, who's like a cute, young, like CW type.
Nice.
Whatever. But so he plays Santa at this mall place, whatever. And he has a beard on, but you could tell it's him. And the girl plays one of the elves in this mall place. And they don't, they had met outside of this, but they don't recognize each other with like elf ears on and like one little beard. Yeah. And then he even at one point like takes off the part of the beard or something. And she like doesn't even, she's like, oh, who are you?
Yeah.
I know we have to suspend disbelief for these movies, but it's truly shocking how much disbelief we suspend.
Yes.
Because it's very clearly this cute young man.
Mm-hmm. Unless they're in a mask, you know.
It's a very bizarre movie, though, and I loved it.
Yeah. I need to watch that. I watched the Hilary Duff one. I like Hilary Duff.
I do, too.
Oh, she's so cute.
I liked a Cinderella story, too, with Chad Michael Murray.
Yes,
loved him.
Exactly.
But I don't know how it relates. But mm-hmm. it's on Netflix. And again, very bad. I just want to say it's like poorly made.
Mm-hmm.
But I did download the soundtrack on Spotify.
Oh.
So
okay, good.
There you go. It's like YouTubers starring in it and they sing.
Oh, cool.
Anyway,
also
plug that.
The right plug. the very end scene. Okay, so I just want to bring this up with Phil Hartman. And I took a few videos. So we'll post them on our Instagram. Phil Hartman is clearly gaslighting Rita Wilson in the car. He's like, your husband doesn't love you. Move right in with me. And then his son is gaslighting Arnold's son, too. He's like, you know what? When my parents got divorced, that was the best thing that ever happened. I'm like, this duo
is
trying
to
move in on Arnold's family, which makes it weird.
And everyone in this movie is a terrible person.
Yes.
I really believe that every single human, I'm trying to think of who's the best human.
I mean, I would want to, instinct would want to say Rita, but then again, she's like welcoming
her too.
Phil into the house.
Yeah,
like, I would never make Christmas
back.
Cookies with a neighbor.
Yeah, like if this man's flirting with you,
yeah,
like you need to set up boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he shouldn't be flirting with her, first of all.
Yeah.
Also, Chris Parnell had an early role in this movie too, which we didn't mention, but at the mall when everyone's trying to get the Turbo Man, they start, Chris Parnell plays one of the workers at this toy store mm-hmm. along with somebody else. And Arnold Schwarzenegger says to him, you know, I'm looking for a Turbo Man. And Chris Parnell like laughs in his face and is being such an asshole to mm-hmm. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. And then on the flip side, Arnold Schwarzenegger like lifts him up, which again,
puts hands on someone.
Puts his hand on someone. And also you have to be very fucking strong to be able to lift two adults. I don't know if he lifted both of them or just one, yeah. But to lift an adult human using just your forearms, that mm-hmm. takes a lot of strength. That's mm-hmm. like some parkour shit,
mm-hmm.
like lifts them straight up in the air. And so there's no way there's a workaholic who can lift. No one who's a workaholic who's in the office every mm-hmm. goddamn second.
Slinging mattresses.
You're my number one customer.
I know that was like.
Did you ever see Kindergarten Cop?
Yes.
It's not a tumor.
Yeah, get the ferret. There was a moment when he screams out, like, get the Turbo Man. I was like, oh, that was so Kindergarten Cop.
Get the Turbo Man.
I love that movie.
I do too. Oh. I do too. I remember thinking it was so funny when the little boy in Kindergarten Cop stands up and he says, boys have a penis and girls have a vagina. Like, as a kid, I thought there was nothing funnier than that line.
Yes.
Like, that was the funniest thing that has ever been on screen.
That was a cute child actor, too. I wonder
where
he
was
is
on
now.
Full House.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, that's right.
Sure. All the
precocious neighbor.
The kids
right?
always got their start on Full House.
Yeah.
Yeah, they always did. So that's the movie. Did we miss anything or do you have any other thoughts?
Yeah. I thought there was an interesting through line of Sinbad because he is arrested at the very end. And throughout the movie,
rightfully
we see
arrested,
Sinbad get like...
Truly, Arnold exactly. should have been arrested too.
Yeah. He's always getting like guns drawn on him. He's always surrounded by police, you know, at the radio station. And then arrested at the end, we never see him with his family either.
We don't meet the kid?
We don't meet... Yeah.
And I think they probably purposely stopped us from seeing Sinbad's kid because then we would have empathized with Sinbad.
That's true.
And we wouldn't have wanted him arrested at then.
Yeah. And we just had to believe that he was... a crazy postal worker.
Do you think he just legit didn't even have a kid and was just crazy?
Oh,
is
that would
believe
that more. Well, yeah, maybe because he carried a flask around and
he
was
carried a flask. He had bombs. I mean, he didn't know
was
that
was actual
bomb.
Was at the diner on Christmas Eve, not with his child.
So maybe he didn't even have a child. Maybe he was just a crazy man.
And he was making it up. I believe that.
I mean, I'd be pissed if I was a postal worker because they do a lot of good work.
They do.
And here this movie comes presenting them as just these crazy people who drink on the job.
Yeah, exactly. So
those people at holiday seasons do so much work. I feel
so
bad for them.
Hard.
Yeah.
They do. Mail carriers are awesome. I love my mail woman.
And everyone's so mean to them. I mean, I was just talking to you about my experience at the DMV where everyone's so mean to everyone at this time of year in general, but also to government employees. And they're working and they have to just deal with assholes all day long.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's not an okay representation.
Yeah.
This movie is not okay for representation of animals, of little people, of
postal workers. Yeah.
It's not great.
And I love that he actually never did have a change of heart because this entire time he is being forced to be Turbo Man. Like at no point did he do anything active. You know, like Santa dragged along to this thing. Sinbad drags along. Like, he's not an active hero in this.
Icons, if you're anything like me, you love to spend TV commercial breaks browsing real estate listings. Now, I love watching my favorite shows and also looking up homes, especially the ones that I know that I can't afford. And my favorite app to use is Redfin. When Matt and I were looking for a home, we used the Redfin app to search for homes in the area. And within our budget, the Redfin app made it super easy. Now, Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes and sends you personalized recommendations. So finding the home that's perfect for you has never been easier. Plus, if you see something you like, you can book a tour straight from the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents know how to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With the listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards your next home. So Redfin made it so easy to filter out the homes that didn't meet or have the necessities I wanted. I still use it to search for homes close by and in the cities my favorite reality TV stars live. Download the Redfin app to get started. Ever since I saw Clueless, I wanted to have the most amazing wardrobe, and that includes all of the clothes inside the wardrobe closet, and that's why I'm excited to talk to you about Quince. Now, Quince has you covered with truly timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all sorts of must-haves. I'm talking Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50. I have a blue cashmere crew neck sweater I got from them that I get so many compliments on all the time. I love it. Plus iconic 100% leather jackets and versatile flow knit activewear. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes us savings all over to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. Love that. Makes you feel good about shopping with Quince. Again, I've gotten a lot of stuff there. Just good quality pieces and a lot of different options if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe. So indulge in the affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/iconic for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/iconic to get free shipping and 365-day returns, quince.com/iconic.
Anyway, this movie is bizarre.
It's so fun
and weird. And I think you had mentioned earlier, it would never get made today. This would not happen today. But I'd like to see a version of it where someone's trying to get something, because it'd be interesting to see now that with the internet and everything, It's a different world out there for getting toys.
Yeah.
I mean, now you can really just hop on eBay. He would have just hopped on eBay. If he had a successful mattress company, he would have hopped on eBay and just paid whatever it was to get the doll.
I didn't even think about this. Remember, we need his assistant up top.
No, he would have done Craigslist, because eBay, he wouldn't have gotten it on time.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He could have hopped on Craigslist.
And find it.
Yeah, anyway, go ahead.
But he had that assistant. Remember at the start, she was holding up those cue cards?
Yeah, being you gotta go. Fucking bad assistant, too.
Well, yeah, she should have ordered it.
She should have said, hey, what do I got to get your kit?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Not that she should have to do all of this dirty work.
I want to say on the record, it's all Arnold's fault.
Yeah, he's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking asshole. Anyway, he lies to his wife. I wish we had more performances out of Phil Hartman, because he was so good.
Yeah.
He was always so good.
Yeah.
But I can't believe Arnold Schwarzenegger had a successful family movie career at one point in time.
I know.
Very odd.
Yeah.
They also made a Jingle All the Way 2 that occasionally airs on Freeform starring Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, have not seen that.
I tried to watch it once. Not good.
Yeah.
Larry the Cable Guy frustrates me. My dad loves him. Mm-hmm. He thinks he's the funniest human on earth.
Yes.
But very frustrates me.
Yeah.
I think that's what frustrates me about him, is my dad literally thinks there's no one ever been funnier.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, my dad, like, thinks Larry the Cable Guy is just the best.
Yeah. He's like, Ali Wong who? You're like, please just watch any of her specials.
And I'm like trying to convince my dad. I'm like, Dad, that accent's not real. Like, he puts on that character. It's a character.
And he's with a cut-off jean shirt.
What
right?
was that tour? The Redneck Comedy Tour. I remember nothing's better to my dad than the Redneck Comedy Tour.
Oh, God. Larry the Cable Guy.
Some of it's funny. I'll give it up. Some of it's funny. But yeah, it's frustrating because he just thinks, like, nothing's ever been funnier.
Yeah.
Anyway. Jenna, any other final thoughts before we let people go?
Oh, you know, I guess if you are going to rewatch this, try to make it fun, like make a drinking game out of it and maybe take a sip of eggnog every time something happens on screen that would never happen in a post 9/11 Hollywood. Like things that could never in a woke in the era of Me Too, Time's Up. Post, you know, like take a drink.
And anytime that Rita Wilson has to scold her husband or one of the men in the movie, take a drink because that's her whole role in this movie. And I mentioned this before and I'll say it again. I hate when women just have to service the men in these movies. It's like she just has to walk around and say, damn it, Howard. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you do this, Howard?
Yeah.
You didn't get the toy, Howard. You got the toy, right, Howard?
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. Like, let her.
It's long getting the Rachel.
I know. Like, let her. Like, give her a monologue, some dramatic work. I wish she just had one scene where she got to be dramatic.
Or tailed him and was like, you're at this dirty Santa warehouse. What are you doing?
Did you ever have a Furby? I'm sorry.
No, I never have. Have you?
Yeah, I remember my brother went and got one when it was like that crazy time when everyone wanted a Furby. And it's still in my parents' house. It was like, we finally took it out of the wrapper and now the voice box on it is fucked up. So it just will, you'll like walk by it or something and it'll be like,
oh God, that's so creepy.
Sounds like one of those animatronic reindeers. Yeah. Or Tim Allen.
Yeah. Because he's drunk.
Anyway, Jenna, this was so fun. I mentioned at the top that this might be our last episode. If it's our last episode, we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Love
the
you.
Response has been amazing and we're so grateful.
And thank you for following on Insta and commenting and everything.
Yeah, it's been a fun journey. Maybe we'll have to bring this back next year and cover some other holiday movies. Maybe we'll throw in a bonus. We don't know yet.
Yeah, we'll
but
figure
if
it out.
Not, we love you.
We love you.
And happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah. Do whatever you are into. Have fun.
Find us on social media, A Very Merry Iconic Podcast. I'm at Dani Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm at Jenna.Brister on Insta and at Jenna Brister on Twitter.
Right. And if you're looking for a holiday gift, check out Fancy AF Cocktails. If you like someone who likes cocktails or bars or drinks, there's also recovery drinks, hangover drinks in there that you can mix a lot of the cocktails without any alcohol. If you're someone who's sober
mocktails.
Or not interested in libations, you can do it that way. And they're great recipes that you can follow, great pictures. So pick that up. There's also Everything Iconic t-shirts you can buy. There'll be a link on there. There's Wow Bethany Wow shirts for people who listen to the other podcasts, lots of stuff. And then I'm on Cameo, cameo.com/Dani Pellegrino. I turn it off sometimes, or I'll be turning it off when I'm home, but if you want one, check it out there. Jenna, anything else you want to plug before we let people go?
I think that's it. Have an awesome holiday.
Right,
and
awesome
I'm so glad we're doing this.
Enjoy your time with your family. And if family gets stressful, just go to the corner of the room and breathe in and breathe out.
Take a nap. Put on this podcast.
Just separate yourself. If you're feeling like really stressed around family, friends, just take a minute to yourself and just unwind.
Mm-hmm.
Put on a movie. Go lock the bedroom door.
Mm-hmm.
Put on fucking Jingle All the Way.
Yeah.
Home Alone.
And listen to us.
Love you guys so much.
Love you.
Bye-bye.